from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this 23rd day of May 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. I want to get into the North Korea situation coming up later. U.S. implicates North Korean leader in torpedo attack, New York Times. And I wouldn't put it past Kim Jong-il. That fits his M.O. But this article out of the Times of London, spy photos reveal secret launch site for Iran's long-range missiles, just like they claimed that Iraq had long-range missile sites and was going to attack the United States. By that logic, Israel should be attacked then because they've got intercontinental ballistic missiles and over 400 of them. Of course, Iran and Iraq do not have nukes. Our government helped Pakistan get nukes to menace India. The truth is the globalists could care less about real threats to this country. They've got space weapons galore up there that are basically a countermeasure, a checkmate to any threat. No, they want to organize limited theater nuclear exchanges, but they don't want to go into North Korea. They want to go into Iran, so we'll be breaking that down later in the show here. I know that I covered it some Thursday, and Jason covered it when he filled in on Friday. The Mexican President Felipe Calderon coming here to the United States and lecturing us on how we need to turn our guns in. But I want to go back into that first when we come back from break. And then, obviously, Rand Paul. Now, this isn't just about Rand Paul earlier in the week winning by 30-plus points against the Republican establishment candidate. No, it's more than that. It deals with what racism and tribalism is under the auspices of multiculturalism. All this is a new religion in this country where if you question anything the socialists that control our government want, the command and controllers, you are a racist. You don't want government health care, you're a racist. You don't like Obama spending more money than all presidents before him combined, you're a racist. And it's just a mindless weapon to be used. And so what the politically correct priest are saying is, you are not allowed to even have your own opinions or you will be arrested for being a racist. And that's already the case in Europe. And so just like concealed carry owners are no longer concealing them, they are legally and lawfully carrying them openly, don't need a permit for that, in all but a few globalist cities like Chicago and New York, and it's making the media report on the fact that, well, why aren't they being arrested? Well, because there's no law against this. Gun owners are coming out of the closet and saying there's nothing wrong with us, and to hell with you if you don't like it, basically. Well, it's the same thing with being an American, being against big government, being against socialism, being against open borders, being against the New World Order. Let them call you a racist. I don't care. I am done caring. I mean, I never really cared because I know what I really stand for. But now I'm going to be more overt, more in the establishment's face. Okay, I'm going to wear my colors openly for liberty and freedom. And tell it like it is. So that is coming up as well today because the GOP has won their first big race in 20 years in Hawaii. We have Andrew Romanoff, the anti-establishment Democrat, trouncing his Democrat competitor in the primary in Colorado. We have Specter, the ultimate insider, the ultimate incumbent out of there in Pennsylvania, but they're trying to blunt this anti-incumbent, anti-globalist revolution with their final weapon, racism. I don't want to turn my guns in. Racist. I don't want government-run health care. Racist. We're going bankrupt. I don't think we can have open borders anymore. Racist. It's not going to work. That's why Rand Paul's numbers are only going up since they've been screaming racist. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is... Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incumbents, whether they be Republican or Democrat, are being thrown out of office in primaries all across the United States. And then when you look at the poll numbers, in the case of Arlen Specter, he gets trounced by another Democrat in the primary, and now the Democrat up against the Republican is at least 10 points behind. You've got anti-establishment Republicans running against establishment Republicans, beating them by 30-plus points in the case of Rand Paul. Everywhere incumbents are in trouble, and this is the first time in modern history in the United States, in our 230-plus years, that it's been an anti-incumbency across the board. Normally, what happens is, you'll get Democrats in office, and then they sell the people out, so the population gets mad and puts in Republicans. And then a few years later, the Republicans don't do what they said they do, and the public then votes Democrats back in. And on and on and on, the fraud goes on. And it's taken the American people about 100 years to figure out that private, corporate, offshore interests have bought off the leadership of both parties. There were some real elections previous to 100 years ago, and a few examples where we had real elections in the last 100 years. But by and large, the robber barons that created the monopoly over banking, the monopoly over the railroads, the monopoly over the delivery of farm goods from the countryside to the city, they were able to build a centralized control system and consolidate their power. And in the last 100 years, really about 110 now, but since about 1900, we have seen a continued consolidation of undemocratic, un-American power. As John D. Rockefeller I said, competition is a sin. Monopolies made my family, and they'll make our world government empire. You can go read those quotes by him, over 90 years ago, calling for a world government private corporate empire. And they funded the UN, they funded the Club of Rome, they funded all the major environmental organizations to destroy property rights. They run almost everything with the Dutch royal family and the British royal family and the Rothschilds. And they openly brag about it. So the incredible news here today is that for the first time in 100-plus years, there has been a true populist realignment in the nation. Remember how it took in poll numbers 6 years or 2 years into his second term, halfway into his second term, for George W. Bush to go from a high approval rating down to the low 40s and then to the mid-30s, and then to the low 20s by the time he left office. It took 6 years for people to wake up to the fact that he was not a conservative, he was not a patriot, that he was just a puppet who couldn't even read off a teleprompter. Now, it took about 8 months for Obama to go from a 80-plus percent approval rating to a low 40, and now in many polls below a 40. It took 8 months for him to go from an 80-plus, some polls were 87, some 82, but above 80, down to a low 40 or below 40. Now he's falling even faster, lowest approval rating in U.S. history for any president this far into their administration, okay? So it took less than a year for them to wake up to Obama. It took 6 years to wake up to Bush. And when they put a Republican fake savior in 2.5 years, 3 years, it will take weeks to wake up to him. Do you understand that? Or her? People have figured out their birdcage liner. Instead of talking about what the birdcage liner Barack Obama's doing, real name Barry Sitaro, or what George W. Bush is doing with his fake Texas accent from Kennebunkport, Maine, instead of it taking years, it takes months now. Instead of looking at what's on the birdcage liner, we look at the bird, the New World Order, the offshore corporations that are doing you-know-what all over us as a society. And that's why Zbigniew Brzezinski panicked last week. We wrote stories about it up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the video. In fact, I forget the exact headline. I think it's Zbigniew Brzezinski says afraid of global awakening. And he said, our world government is in trouble. You can go watch the video. This is the top globalist advisor living who's actually calling shots for the big families. I mean, he's the consigliere for the New World Order, bigger than Kissinger, the top advisor to Obama on all geopolitical operations, and he's at the CFR and on TV, and he says, our world government's in trouble. For the first time, the world is awake to our world government. See, now they don't have to sit there arrogantly and deny there's a world government anymore because they now know you're awake. So he sits up there and says, what are we going to do? Well, they're going to start a war. They're going to start World War III is what they're going to do, to teach you to do what they say, to teach you to give up your pension funds. Because this is the key I want to lay out here for you. All you out there that laugh at tyranny and laugh at corruption and say, how does it affect me? It affects you because 100% of the time, when you get a corrupt, despotic system in control, it takes your pension funds and devalues your currency. 100% of the time, this is going to hurt you. It's the equivalent of somebody who works in an asbestos factory, you know, back in the 40s for 10 years. It may not kill you next year, but in the next 5 to 10 years, statistically, you're dead. You're going to die of emphysema or cancer. You're dead. Okay. The country is dead. It's dead already. We bled out. It's over. They savaged the hell out of us, and you just now woke up to it when it's too late. Now, we can do some things to salvage some things and rebuild. The engine of liberty is unstoppable. We can raise this sucker from the dead, but you've got to admit it's dead first before there's any hope of resurrection of the republic or freedom worldwide. Okay, you've got to admit death by a thousand cuts, 1.5 quadrillion, and the economists we have on debate whether it's 500 trillion or 1,500 trillion, but it's well over 500 trillion. Some estimates are 1.5 quadrillion of fake made-up derivatives by the counterfeiting central banks as an economic weapon to totally take over society. Now, that is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, conservatively, some estimates are thousands, of times more wealth than there really is in the world. That'd be like if Bernie Madoff, instead of making up $200 billion in fake money, if he made up Gulag or Google or Infinity. Yeah, Google's a word. Gulag's a word, not just a place in Russia where they keep you in a camp. It's thousands of zeros or something with a one in front of it. The point is, once you're making tens of trillions of made-up currency up, why not go to the limit? So we're dead already. It's like Star Trek Wrath of Khan when Shatner goes down and, you know, they keep him from going into the radiation chamber and they explain he's dead already. It's dead already. And don't worry, for you yuppies out there that are self-hating, it's probably going to completely collapse. We probably won't be able to fix it, so you'll get to have your way and be little socialist and your kids can wear black uniforms and rob all of us that produce and you'll have all your petty power. But for most of you out there, just continue enjoying your football and your baseball and laughing at people like me because, you know, this is what you want. This is what you get. But, I mean, to be more serious, folks, we can avert this. We can reverse this if you get really hardcore serious and awake and angry and upset. Okay? Like they're doing in Greece, like they're doing in Iceland, many other nations. The bankers are in trouble. They are not invincible. But when we come back, I want to first get into Felipe Calderon coming here to the U.S. and lecturing us. No one else would put up with this but people in the U.S. We are just such weak, slack-jawed, broke-back, politically correct chicken necks. We put up with any amount of humiliation. We see it as a virtue. We've been trained to be cowardly and domesticated, and it's time to wake up again and realize that if they get our guns, our journey to slavery is complete. So we're going to break down Felipe Calderon demanding that we turn our guns in. Then we're going to get into the political realignment that's happened and a lot more.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, thanks for joining us again on this live Sunday, the 23rd day of May 2010. Coming up, the national campaign to demonize Rand Paul, the disinformation behind that and why it's going to blow up in the controller's pathetic faces. But first, I want to get into Felipe Calderon. Now, if you go back to the time he was elected, what, 3 years ago, clearly he wasn't elected. He's a globalist stooge. And at the time, we predicted that there was going to be a giant war breaking out in Mexico, and that the already horrible drug violence was going to accelerate because our inside sources, like Celia Castillo and others, DEA agents, said that Los Zetas was actually a paramilitary front for the Mexican military and the U.S. and the CIA, and that it was going to be waging war against cartels that weren't laundering their money through U.S. banks. And of course, now it's even on the news that CIA aircraft crash in Mexico with 3,000 tons of pure cocaine coming from the source, and our troops are told, grow the poppies in Afghanistan, and they put it on the news and explain, well, we're growing it and shipping it out, but if we catch you with it, you're still going to jail. Well, yeah, because our government deals the drugs, and the banks make the money, and they've got to keep it illegal to keep the price up. So, it's very simple, but side issue. Felipe Calderon is a complete thug. And his government is just filled with narcotics traffickers. They're constantly ratting each other out. And most of the weapons being used, and I've seen this in State Department reports, have grenade launchers. They're German military weapons. They're U.S. military weapons that are sold to Mexico as the multi-billion dollar aid packages. And then the Mexican military sells it to even the rival drug cartels to make money. And then some of the Mexican people are buying shotguns, are buying handguns in the U.S. They're not allowed to own guns in Mexico. That's why they're slaves, to defend themselves. And Felipe Calderon doesn't like this. Look, these people are his property. Okay? I mean, you try to protest the government in Mexico, they just pull up with machine guns and mow you down. The police were wearing ski masks there 50 years ago. We're just now becoming slaves here. And he got up before the Congress and he said, look, if you allow these guns to be sold in Mexico, criminals may even challenge your government. And that's a threat. He'll just have some Mexican drug gangs already killing cops, kill more. But so most of the guns going to Mexico are not from the U.S. or from gun shops or gun shows. But this is their new reason to want to ban all semi-automatic handguns and rifles in the U.S. and to ban gun shows, and the attorney general's been pushing it, who, by the way, argued 2 years ago in federal court that he's for a complete gun ban of U.S. citizens. And that's the problem with these illegal aliens. When they become citizens, over 90% of the time in polls, they vote to take guns. They vote to be slaves again. Oh, please, don't let me own a gun. Take my gun. So that's another reason we've got to be against these open borders. But imagine a U.S. president going down to Mexico and telling them what to do. And that's why Congressman McDermott and others pointed out this violates all the decorum of the House. No one ever does this. No foreign leader has ever come and told us what legislation to pass. But it's all part of humiliating the U.S., all part of training the American people to put up with all forms of humiliation. Obama is the head of the U.N. Security Council in violation of Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. It's a felony. He still is a U.N. official, the head of the U.N. It's all part of throwing it in our face, setting the precedent. Yeah, we're going to take your blood without warrants at checkpoints. Yeah, we're going to take all babies' blood at birth and put it in the Pentagon database. Yeah, we're going to take your pension funds. Yeah, we're going to steal tens of trillions of dollars and not tell Congress where the money went when people ask in the Congress of Tim Geithner and others, Treasury Secretary. It's all about humiliating us and letting us know we're pathetic slaves. And so they have this kingpin, this El Jefe, this mob boss, Calderon, comes to the United States and gets standing ovations when he calls for banning most types of firearms. All semi-automatic are, quote, assault weapons. Now, remember, Mexico has the highest crime rate in the world, according to the State Department. 23,000 deaths and counting in the last 2 years. There's kidnappings of U.S. citizens, attacks on the U.S. embassy. Even resort areas are imploding to crime and murder, like Cancun. Nowhere is safe there. You couldn't travel somewhere more dangerous. You might as well go to the West Bank of Israel, of Palestine. It's safer. I mean, there's nowhere more dangerous, but you notice the colleges tell the college kids go there, and everybody tells you get a trip down there and go down there so you can be shaken down by the Mexican troops, so you can be kidnapped, so you can be murdered, so you can be raped. It's so much fun to be kidnapped and killed. It's so much fun. It's more dangerous than Brazil. In kidnapping now. It's more dangerous than Costa Rica or Argentina or any of these countries. And by the way, Costa Rica isn't safe anymore. They'll lie to you and tell you that. It's worse than Bolivia. It's worse than Honduras. These are really bad countries now I'm naming. Costa Rica's pretty good comparatively. It's worse than, what's one of the most horrible with the shining path? Peru. Okay, I mean, we've got a real toilet south of us, okay? I mean, this thing is completely collapsed. Okay, the government makes people in the Justice Department take implantable microchips to get in the building. Okay, Mexico makes you register with thumbprints to get a cell phone. Total police state. Collapsing completely, thanks to NAFTA and GATT. Oh yeah, it's been worse for Mexico than even for the U.S., but good for the globalist. So it's totally collapsing now, and meanwhile, Chicago and New York have exploding crime rates, and Mayor Daley, the son of the most famous mob boss in U.S. history, said comments at a press conference that I can't even repeat. Somebody pointed out, hey, sir, you have the most draconian gun laws in the country, and you have the highest crime rate. You know, criminals move here because they're safe. And he said, I ought to shove a gun up your you-know-what and basically blow you away. Just a total big fat mobster. Oh, you got a problem? I own yous. You understand that? I own you and your family. I'll shove a gun in you, you know what? I mean, we could play the clip. That's what Calderon is. That's what Daley is. That's what Bloomberg is big fat mobster sucking your blood, sucking your taxes. You want to be a third world country? You want to have your pension funds taken? You want to have everything devalued? It's going to happen to you, all you scumbag, weak, disgusting yuppies that suck your thumb for a living and are dumber than a box of rocks and are so politically correct you'll never get up and stand up and speak out for anything. And all you politically correct scum out there that love seeing America fall and love all the tyranny and love seeing this country become bankrupt. Oh, did you think you're going to get all your La Reconquista and your La Invasora and your socialism? No, it'll be a big toilet. It'll be a big giant toilet like Eastern Europe. It'll be a big giant filthy toilet. Just like Mexico City, you like it? Well, that's what you get. You like it, you get it. All of you are going to get it. Police in black ski mask everywhere. Military checkpoints. Total scum, filth, all of us slaves, control freaks everywhere, ruling, having their way with us. You're going to get it. All of you decadent football idiots who only care about football. All of you out there that love to lay down to corruption and think everything is cute and funny and love to make fun of me all day and attack this radio show because I'm red-blooded and I know what's going on. You're going to get everything you want. I want you to listen carefully. In the next 2 years, they're going to devalue your currency by at least 50%. You're so stupid, when the government tells you it's not devalued, you still won't know it's devalued because they told you so. And as you lose your standard of living, you'll just stick your thumb in your mouth and suck it and watch television and then ask the government to come with diapers and change your diaper. And the government will come lovingly and slit your throat and you'll thank them because that's what you do is bow down to corruption because your forefathers are rolling in their graves with hatred of you because you're trash.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Have you noticed the people that want your guns also want to build more prisons and get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution and have DNA databases for all and strip you of your liberties, both Republican and Democrat? They have legislation in the Senate, the Belligerence Act, that states the Pentagon can secretly arrest U.S. citizens and secretly strip you of your rights anytime they want, that you can be tortured. Oh, yeah, that's in the bill. Enhanced interrogation. Oh, but you don't hear the media crying and screaming, oh, my gosh, like they are about Arizona. And I've read the Arizona bill. That's why Janet Napolitano in congressional hearings last week said, I haven't read it. Well, of course she hadn't read it, because if she said she'd read it, which she obviously has, she'd know it says if the cops pull you over drunk driving or pull you over for something else or at the scene of a crime and ask for ID and you don't have one and you're an illegal, they're going to arrest you. That's what the stinking thing says. But nope, police, you already know this. You arrest illegals, you're told to release them, drunk driving, you name it, 800-plus sanctuary cities, it's on record. You're only allowed to go after the American people. And when it comes to us, shoot us in the back, rob us, take everything we got, throw the book at us. We are scum. No matter what color we are the cattle to be sucked dry. And the globalists just want foreigners in here to pull the lever, to take our guns, and to vote for socialism. And once they've totally brought the country down, don't worry, police, you're going to get to have your way with the illegals. Once they're legal, you're going to get to suck them dry as well. There's going to be a lot of societal raping going on. You want enjoyment, you want domination, you want control, you want a sadist buffet of enjoyment, you have got it. Don't you worry. It's just going to get better and better for tyranny. Now, if you're a good cop, you're going to be kicked off the force. It's all part of tyranny. Oh, hundreds and hundreds of other countries have fallen to it. It's our turn now. And in America, we do it bigger and better. So Congressman slams the outrage of Calderon lecture on immigration. That's a PrisonPlanet.com article. We have the video of McClintock up there laying it all out. In fact, get that queued up, too. He says it so well, I'm going to play it. Calls next hour. But first, let's play Felipe Calderon, the unelected fraud. It's on record. They stole elections nationwide, riots all over Mexico. The people are trying to stand up for liberty down there, but their government is, well, they got triple the resources we got here in the U.S., more billionaires than we have in the U.S., and they're one of the poorest countries in the world. I mean, you talk about slavery. That's what Mexico has, is slavery. Oh, you're not called a slave. You just are a slave. And, folks, I was out of Mexico 2 years ago. Even in Yucatan, it's checkpoints every 2 miles with the bus driver with a big chartered bus going out to the pyramids. I've never seen this before in Mexico. I've seen them do it to gringos and, you know, scum, slaves. You know, they're coming in there to be sucked off of. You know, give me some money or I'm going to take you to prison. But again, that's sweet and loving. You'll never hear the State Department complain about that. It's, oh, it's so sweet. Oh, loving. But I watched the bus driver have to pay the Mexican troops off. So now even the big tours are sucked on by the military. But don't worry, we're getting like that here, too. It's all part of freedom. In every third world country, you got troops on the streets. Well, we got them here in America now, and they're going to be running our lives. But again, I'm digressing. How dare me be against troops all over the street? It's a great thing to pay off the military. That's good. But here's Felipe Calderon telling us what we've got to do, telling us how we've got to behave and what legislation we've got to pass, and lying and saying that our guns sold here in America are the ones flooding Mexico. When he knows full well he's down there running a giant war against cartels that aren't laundering their money through big U.S. banks. Now, here it is.
But believe me, many of these guns are not going to honest American hands. Instead, thousands are ending up in the hands of criminals.
Oh.
With all due respect, if you do not regulate the sale of these weapons in the right way, nothing guarantees that criminals here in the United States, with access to the same power of weapons, will not decide to challenge American authorities and civilians. But I will ask Congress to help us with respect and to understand how important it is for us that you enforce current laws to stem the supply of these weapons to criminals and consider reinstating the assault weapons ban.
Oh, they clap. So, let's get this straight. There are 35 to 40 million illegals here, another million or two a year, a million legals. It's almost all from Latin America and Mexico. Pouring in, they export the criminal element. They come here to have the baby for free. Everybody gets on welfare. All the police basically leave you alone. You're above the law. Isn't this great? The whole Southwest is going bankrupt. They're not paving roads in California. It's just completely collapsing. I'm talking to friends and family out there. It's just completely collapsing. Everything's falling apart. They're laying off half the police in major cities or more. But meanwhile, we've got to stem the flow of guns down there to his country where people are disarmed so the criminal gangs can have their way, just like in Chicago and New York. Everywhere you have thugs like Bloomberg or Daley in Chicago or Calderon, their answer to the crime their corrupt system creates is that we need to turn our guns in so we can live like the poor people who are under tyranny live in Mexico. I'll guarantee you, if we'd have made those 35 million illegal aliens stay in Mexico, they would have overthrown that government. We'd have something better down there. But our stinking globalist government, the same globalists that are destroying America, that run America, they run Mexico. And they brag about it, how they keep the people poor by design so that they have no way of ever standing up. The elite don't want a middle class. And people in the United States are about to find that out. Now, here was Barack Obama the day before at the White House with Calderon, saying our nation isn't defined by its borders. Pure New World Order. This is pure globalization, pure world government. Okay, this is the North American Union. That I heard some yuppies on the radio making fun of me last week saying there's no such thing as an NAU. Doesn't matter if it's all public. It's they're like children. They just don't understand how real this is. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
In the 21st century, we are defined not by our borders, but by our bonds. So I say to you and to the Mexican people, let us stand together.
This is all about the North American Union. This is all about global government. And they're openly saying...
That's right. Back that up.
Nation isn't a-
this is a YouTube video we've got up in the story that Paul Watson and Aaron Dice wrote. Mexican president wants to disarm Americans. Aaron Dykes, Felipe Calderon pressures U.S. leadership to reenact unconstitutional assault weapons ban from House floor. And then it continues, Congressman slams outrage of Calderon lecture on immigration. That's from PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Joseph Watson. But look, there's time to save the United States. There's time to save it. Free countries are incredibly rare. And you need to understand that Mexico is fully collapsed. It is a failed state. Every top sociologist we talk to, every person that studies geopolitical developments, but just the evidence in front of our face, it is a failed, collapsed state. And the only real economy down there, thanks to NAFTA deindustrializing what was in Mexico, it's all moved to China and India now, is narcotics, and it's $500 billion a year coming through there, and people are going to fight to get a piece of that money. And Calderon basically is on the record. The Army is going to ship it in. He's going to make 100% of it with the big El Jefes that run Mexico, and anybody tries to take a cut into that, Los Zetas and the Pentagon-backed trained forces are coming in to kill you. And the Mexican people are saying, you know what? We're going to get some of this money. And, you know, quite frankly, who can blame them? And so they are tearing up the U.S. forces down there and the Mexican forces. Yes, folks, our government grows the poppies. The Marines grow it. The Army grows it in Afghanistan. They even put it on TV. They think they're so stupid. Okay, yeah, we're growing it, but it's still bad. You legalize this crud overnight, all of this stuff would end. They keep it illegal to keep the price up. Felipe Calderon wants our guns. Give me a break, mafia boss.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
This is an urgent message. When you see standing in the holy place what does not belong, then you know it is the time of punishment and all that is written. When they set themselves up in God's temple by proclaiming to be God and His Christ, for the body of the Christ is God's temple on earth. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. Prepare to advance on their positions, their fortresses, safe places, hiding places, and fronts. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. They have no power or authority over us. Their authority is self-appointed, obtained through fraud, murder, lies, and theft. Our authority comes from the living God, the Creator, the only authority. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm done ranting for now about the Mexican president, the head of a failed state, who has crime just pouring into our country of every level. Money laundering, murder, kidnapping, police being slaughtered, racial killings. They teach in Mexico, the Southwest belongs to Mexico, that it's their duty to do this. Thank God most Hispanic Americans are aware of this brainwashing and have decided to be Americans. And I say choose sides. Do you support the Bill of Rights, Constitution, private property, Second Amendment, or being a slave to Felipe Calderon? And I'm going to open the phones up on this issue next hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But it has got my blood boiling. And I think about it as a kid. Why would my parents take me down to Mexico? I guess because it's beautiful. And then to be pulled over by cops and shaken down like we were slaves and groveling to them. And now they just arrest you and take everything you got. Why isn't that on our media, how Americans are treated in Mexico? Why isn't it more in our media how they're targeting police to kill them in the U.S. on record? Why isn't it in our media that all, because our government is run by criminals that want to destroy our sovereignty? It's the same thing in Europe. We're the wealthy nations. The big banks will bring in any outside group they can that will vote for the tyranny. But I'm already digressing. Has NAFTA and GATT been good for you, folks? Has globalism been good for you? If you think NAFTA and GATT, now, what is it, 17 years old, was bad, the rest of the New World Order is 100 times worse. They've already bankrupted us. They've already killed the dollar. They just haven't announced it to you yet. Our economy is dead. It's not coming back. It's not designed to come back. The big banks brag. They're waging war against the real economy. Don't you understand that? Wall Street and the big central banks are not free market. They're monopoly men. Oh, you mainline Republicans aren't going to find out. You're making me sick. It's just the level of willful ignorance when this is so obvious. But I'm shifting gears back into another subject. This next hour, we'll take your calls on all these subjects. Why is the system so mad at Rand Paul? Why is there a big hoax right now? Just like we go from 1 in 25,000 having autism a few decades ago to now 1 in 68. There's brain-damaged kids everywhere. The vaccine inserts admit they brain-damage the kids. And so they have these hoaxes all over the news where they claim that doctors have been disgraced and proven to be frauds and that exposed autism from mercury. Then you actually go read what happened. None of it's true. It's a hoax. Just like it was a hoax that the H1N1 was killing people when it wasn't. But it doesn't matter. They still sold you tens of billions of dollars of vaccine. And it's another hoax. Rand Paul's a libertarian conservative. He was asked, are you for the Civil Rights Act? He said, yes, but I think it's been expanded too much to private clubs. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're white, can you force your way into a black fraternity? Or the Bohemian Grove is males only? I mean, we've seen civil rights suits because women reporters aren't allowed in the Gulf Masters bathrooms. You're not part of the club, lady. It's not just that you're a woman. You're not allowed. You don't. This isn't your club. I mean, what, can I go join the Black Panthers even if they don't want me when I'm as white as a cracker? As white bread? I mean, you know, again, it's this religion of division in the name of unity. And so they take his statement and run this national hoax. And why did they do this? Because they're panicked by him. He admits there's a world government, a new world order, that the carbon tax is meant to shut down our society, that he's going to fight it. One senator could block Elena Kagan, who openly says she wants to ban the Second Amendment and free speech. We've got her actual University of Chicago Law Review. We've taken the actual quotes out of it and have big articles up on my site. Conservatives aren't even telling you how bad this lady is because they want that power. They're run by the same system, folks. Notice the Patriot Act passed by Bush. Obama expands it, and it's going to be used on you, the American people. You don't like having your ranch taken? You're a terrorist. You don't like your kids being brainwashed? You're a terrorist. I mean, do you understand what's happening? Folks, the Republican incumbent just lost in Utah to a real patriot conservative. Senator Spector, the magic bullet fraud, just lost because he's an incumbent in the primary. GOP wins House seat in Obama's Hawaii home district. They scored a midterm election victory Sunday when Honolulu City Councilman Charles Daju won a Democratic-held promise. He isn't white, but they'll probably put a white guy's face up and say he's racist, though. Because, you know, he must be racist. He's against the government health care plan. Must be. I mean, again, they just throw it out there. They're the race pimps. They're invoking race. Republicans scored a midterm election Saturday when Honolulu City Councilman won. Boom. First time in 20 years the Republicans won. Andrew Romanoff, an anti-establishment Democrat, got 60% of the state Democratic delegates Saturday, pushing him to the top of the line of the primary ballot over Senator Michael Bennett. They have a parliamentary system in Colorado, different than the rest of the country. But he's set to win there as the Democratic Party lines up against him. So why are they so upset? Everywhere there's an election, incumbents are being thrown out. And not just Republicans, not just Democrats. What did I tell you a year and a half ago? Senator Cornyn would give speeches. Rick Perry would give speeches at tea parties. They'd be booed off the stage. The liberal media wouldn't cover it. Then, whenever other Democratic congressmen like Lloyd Doggett got booed off, the media said it's a right-wing conspiracy, it's lobbyist, it's fake. And I was screaming bloody murder going, no, people are mad at incumbents across the board. But the media made it all about Obama so he could be blamed to keep it in the left-right paradigm so when he leaves office, the mainline Republicans get back in. See, as long as they can share power in the tag team, as long as that illusion is there, the globalists win. But the minute people realize it's incumbents and how they've actually voted, did they vote for the TARP? Did they vote for the open borders? Did they vote for the wars? It's a populist movement. Did they vote for bigger government? They're all being thrown out. And that's what can take Washington back. And then we have the states' rights movement, which the feds are now demonizing, saying there's going to be another Oklahoma City, and it's going to be the fall to the states' rights movement. See, they're scared to death of that, setting us up for a staged terror attack they're going to stage. But listen, let's go ahead and play why they're so scared of Rand Paul. The next day, they come out and start saying he doesn't like black people with no evidence. Then they say, what do you think of the civil rights law? Which they know all libertarians say, we think it's good, but it should be the states that did it. But it's been expanded to private clubs, and that's wrong. And they went completely crazy with that. So I guess if you want to have, a black club, a white club, any other club, I guess La Raza, which means the race, I guess they got to let gringos in. But see, all this stuff's only one way. Because whites are seen as the establishment by the ultra elite who are using everybody else to basically destroy any middle class groups that can oppose the big bankers. They don't want anyone with any money or any education to oppose them. You understand? But remember, everybody gets the fluoride in their water. Everybody gets the mercury in their shots. We're all in this together. We're all under attack by this system. But let's play Rand Paul. This is what's got him so mad at him and why they're engaged in a national hoax saying he's racist. Here it is.
I have a message from the Tea Party, a message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
The Civil Rights Act isn't even one of his policies. They just make it up. On if the Fed is.
We've come to take our government back from the special interest who think that the federal government is their own personal ATM. From the politicians who bring us oversized fake checks emblazoned with their signature, as if it was their money to give.
Uh-oh.
Washington is horribly broken. I think we stand on a precipice. We are encountering a day of reckoning, and this movement, this Tea Party movement, is a message to Washington that we're unhappy and that we want things done differently.
Uh-oh, they're going to play race card.
The Tea Party movement is huge. The mandate of our victory tonight is huge. What you have done and what we are doing can transform America. I think America's greatness hinges on us doing something to save the country. The Tea Party
pause. We're going to go to break, come back and play more of this in the next hour and take your calls. But you don't talk about America being great. You don't talk about free market. You don't talk about how the government's out of control. We'll play the race card on you. We've trained the public to clap like seals for your head. You don't want government health care? You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. You're a racist. 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 They're race pimps.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.